Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something we can all relate to. Procrastination. Ever feel like you're playing a constant game of catch-up with your own to-do list? You know that feeling when the clock is ticking, but those dreaded tasks just seem, well, dreadful. We've all been there. But guess what? Procrastination doesn't have to be our boss. Today, we're going to explore some seriously practical productivity hacks inspired by Stoic philosophy that can help you regain control of your time and conquer those pesky procrastination demons. So, buckle up, because we are about to unlock the secrets to a more focused and productive you. Now, here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode that will totally level up your game. First, embrace the power of pre-commitment. You know how it is sometimes just starting a task feels like climbing Mount Everest. But what if we broke down those big, intimidating projects into smaller, more manageable chunks? Pre-commit to tackling just one small step each day. That tiny bit of progress will build momentum and make a whole journey feel less daunting. Second, master the art of mindful distraction. You're probably thinking, wait, isn't distraction the enemy? Well, sometimes it can be a powerful tool. If you find yourself stuck on something frustrating, step away for a few minutes and do something completely different. Go for a walk, listen to music, chat with a friend. That mental break can actually help clear your head and give you fresh perspective when you return to the task at hand. Third, remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. Perfectionism can be a real productivity killer. It's like aiming for the impossible, constantly striving for flawlessness only leads to frustration and burnout. So instead of chasing some unattainable ideal, focus on making consistent progress, no matter how small. Every step forward counts. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of routine. Think about your daily rituals. When do you feel most productive? When are your energy levels highest? Once you identify those patterns, try to structure your day around them. Schedule your most challenging tasks for your peak productivity hours and save less demanding activities for when you need a mental break. And finally, the Stoic wisdom of negative visualization. I know it sounds kind of intense, but hear me out. This technique involves imagining potential setbacks or obstacles before they even happen. It might sound counterintuitive, but by preparing mentally for challenges, we can actually reduce the impact when they arise. So instead of fearing failure, visualize it as a learning opportunity and use that mindset to fuel your resilience. Okay, let's paint a picture with a real-world example. Imagine you have this huge project report due next week, the kind that feels like it will consume every waking moment. You know you need to start, but the thought of tackling 20 pages of research and writing is enough to make you want to hide under the covers. Sound familiar? Well, here's where our Stoic productivity hacks come in. Let's say you break down that report into manageable chunks. Research for one chapter on Monday, outline the next chapter on Tuesday, and so on. You schedule those pre-committed sessions during your peak productivity hours. When you hit a wall, you take a mindful distraction break, maybe go for a brisk walk outside to clear your head. And instead of aiming for perfection, you focus on making consistent progress each day, celebrating those small victories along the way. Remember that old saying, Rome wasn't built in a day? Well, neither is a successful project. So, ditch the pressure to be perfect, embrace the power of pre-commitment and mindful distractions, and remember even tiny steps forward can lead you to your destination. So, how are you going to apply these Stoic productivity hacks to your own life? Don't forget to share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And if you found this episode helpful, spread the word and share it with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their day. Until next time, keep building that discipline, cultivating that detachment, and finding your inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.